Tony's having a bit of trouble getting on. I just resent him the link, so he should be getting on here shortly.
Okay. Good.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. I keep getting this internet connection unstable, so I'm hoping that we're going to be fine.
Good.
Tony's joining us via my phone until he can get his computer going.
All right. So are we ready then, Phil?
We are ready.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's 2:02, March 8th, and I would like to call this work session with the Board of County Commissioners to order. Commissioner Luis Lopez, would you please give us an invocation?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for the moisture you've given us in our state of Colorado. We look forward to having an abundance more of moisture for our agricultural community in our rural state of Southern Colorado. We thank you for allowing us to gather here today and have a good discussion and dialogue in preparing for the future of our community. In your heavenly name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Durenkamp, roll call.
Commissioner Haas?
Finally here.
Oh, good.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
There I am.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I am here. Item D, approval of agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Durenkamp?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
To approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item number two, to a Main Street grant. Well, thank you so much. Judy, thank you for joining us. I don't know if you can see me. My system here is telling me that my connectivity is unstable. So anyway, thank you so much for being here, commissioners. Mr. Durenkamp, Finance Director, Ms. Coverley, and I had an opportunity to visit with Judy Walden about a month ago and looked at the opportunities of some of the grants that could be just right, ready to go for Las Animas County when it comes to Highway 12. And so one of the things that we looked at was the PEL study that was conducted, of which 17 projects were identified through that particular project. And since money seems to be so readily available, we decided to invite Judy back and see if we can identify if there was any interest from Las Animas County to consider a grant or a couple of grants for even one of the initiatives that we felt here would be wayfinding signage for Highway 12, as the PEL study identified it. So,
Commissioners, if you'd like, I can share the
conversation
from the PEL.
Yes. You were going to share that document?
Yes, sir. Give me just a minute here. I'm still learning. I believe that's it right there. Yes. The first part of the table is basically from Walsenburg to La Vida, La Vida to Vigil. And then let's see, Cuchara Pass, item 9 down, I think it, for the most part, are those areas that have been pinpointed that are in Las Animas County.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And if I may, commissioners, one thing that since we are looking at some upgrades on Cordova Pass, there may be an opportunity as well through this particular one of these projects or the wayfinding signage to enhance the signage that goes to and from Cordova Pass. That would be one of the other perspectives. And Mr. Durenkamp, do you want to speak about the possibility, perhaps even Huerfano County considering a joint or a partnership and looking at one of these grants between two county governments?
Yeah, Judy had mentioned earlier today that there's a Huerfano County has an interest in doing the way signage, also going after a CDOT Main Street grant, but I think they have a higher priority of going for the installation of sidewalks in Cuchara, so I don't know that they would be in a position to go after way signage when we anticipate going after it with the Main Street grant. But I would guess that they would offer us a letter of support if we decide to go after this grant money for way signage.
This signage that is going up, what? Tell me what they'd look like. Are these up off the ground type, or are they on, you know, mounted on rocks with the brass plaques, or what are we looking at?
I would guess that, and I've got the estimates here also, if you'd like to take a look at those, but I'm guessing that there'd be typical signs on typical posts. And I think when we talked with Judy sometime back, and Judy, please correct me if I'm wrong here, that CDOT wasn't really amenable to putting signage in their right-of-ways. So we were looking at possibly putting those signages just outside of their right-of-ways where perhaps our county roads intersect with Highway 12. But that's not to say that we can't get CDOT to perhaps reconsider their stance.
The reason I'm asking is they really tear up those brass plaques that are down low where they can reach at them. And yeah, I was hoping that it would be up off the ground 6-7 foot or something like that to where it would be a little more difficult.
Yeah, and you know, Commissioner Hash, one thing that we also looked at, the county road up there by Long's Canyon, the county road that goes behind the Trinidad Lake and into the KT boundary.
Yeah, 18.3, and then it turns into, I think, 56.3 or 53.5.
Okay, so since we are going to be, and again, this is, we're thinking out loud here, that Judy shared with us that one of the meetings that we had, that she had in Denver, they identified this KT boundary as something that it's a treasure here in Los Angeles County. What can we do, if anything, to promote the KT boundary, perhaps in conjunction with the state park, in conjunction even with Trinidad State, to have some lectures and that kind of thing? So at this point in time, I think the signage would be pretty much designed to, considering what you just said, Commissioner Haas, is what kind of, I guess, safety measures can we put in there for the signs to be somewhat long-lasting, respected, and yet directing traffic to the places that they need to be?
Good question. I don't know who to direct this to, Phil. With these grants, what's the match that the county needs to provide, if any?
10%. And with the Linden Avenue project, we were able to use in-kind. When I read through the latest application, I believe that's still the case, but it wasn't specifically spelled out. They spelled out 10% in materials, they being CDOT's grant applications. So I'm not clear on that definition.
Judy, do you know if in-kind, you know, we were, in fact, Mr. Doran Camp and I, we asked that question the last time we met with you. The 10%, you know, if we can use county employees to put up the signage, that would really be great, because, you know, we're going to be using equipment and manual labor to put those up. Where is there a way that we can find out and see if that would be acceptable?
Yeah, we can ask CDOT. You know, basically, I see that the in-kind goes on a case-by-case basis. And if you've been underserved by CDOT in terms of some of these funds, you may qualify. So I think you'd probably, for sure, ask. For sure, we should ask.
And a follow-up question, thank you, to that. If in-kind is not allowed, Mr. Dornkamp, what's the total county match that we're looking at? Do we have a total of what these signs are looking at? And do we have the funds to do it moving forward?
Yeah, let me see if I can find. Can you see a spreadsheet now?
No.
Okay.
You still have the same document.
All right. I'll do it the long way then.
And the reason I asked too is in case there is not a, you know, in-kind allowed on this, to make sure we don't put our finance director in a pinch trying to find some revenue to move forward with this. I'd like to have all of our ducks in a row. There's no sense applying for something if we don't know the answer to the questions first.
But what Judy put this spreadsheet together
a year ago,
but this is kind of the estimates that she had when it came to the different signages and kiosks. Shade shelter for $20,000, but would need a location for Pocket Park up there in Stonewall. These are just some ideas that she had kicked around and brought to us, but that total package is just under $150,000. And a CDOT Main Street grant, the most you can go for is $150,000. So we'll be looking at $15,000 cash.
Mm-hmm. And these would be the master list. We can actually say, you know, we don't like item one, but we're going to do item 3, 7, and 11, and that would be, this is pretty much some high-level recommendations.
And these would be kind of highlighting some of the towns along the way as well, and notifying people where they can stop and get a bite to eat or something like that? Or is that kind of the overall gist of Stonewall to Primero to Ringo's to the little shops along the way?
So can I respond?
Please.
So interestingly, we're using a term, wayfinding, that you're all asking good questions. So there's wayfinding and way showing. So for a visitor trying to find their way across a region, or in this case, down the byway, right? They're wayfinding. They're trying to find where they're going, navigate, figure out what's there, and stay safe. So their job is to get a map or figure out how they get from A to B. The destination has a responsibility to do the way showing. So there's not just one way to do way showing. You can do way showing with something as simple as here is V Hill. Here's the town of V Hill and nothing else. You can do something as expansive as one sign to three signs, whatever you want, that says, this is a historic coal town. This much coal's come out, right? This is what the town's about. This is what the town cares about, right? So, or anything in between. So on this byway, it's very interesting because when you come up over North Lake, right? Monument Lake, you have quite a few wayfinding signs, but they're in bad repair and kind of need replacing. When we get to your coal towns, the wayfinding just falls off. So one of the things that I think that we need to do first, before we decide how much, if you're in favor, but to go to the stakeholders in the community saying, would you like your town identified for people who are going through? Would you like a short history? Would you like your town identified as a historic town? Or I know, as some people have said, we'd like to stay invisible. So I think before we do any, we can do a recommendation of what's possible, but then we need to go out to the towns and say, what do you think? Right? And actually give you and them some options about how many there are and what they would look like. So let's take the coal towns for example. One of the things that we could do would be a small sign someplace where you could pull off, someplace it was there was already a pull off coming off, and do a sign with the history of the place. And it could be a standard that could go in 6 or 8 or however many people wanted it. But if the temperament of the town or their inclination was, we really don't want to be identified any more than the name of the town, then maybe we could find one place where there was a bigger pull-off and do an interpretation that showed what all the towns were. So there are a lot of choices that we could make, because in terms of wayfinding, what you want to do is, first of all, give people enough information to stay safe, to connect with the places so they stop and they know there's food and beverage coming up. They know they can get gas here, whatever. So economic opportunity. So there are those things that can, and on the other hand, you have people saying that's too much signage. It's not good for the scenic beauty. It's clutter. So at the planning stage up front here, what we need to decide is which one of those approaches we need to take. Now, the good news is that during the Pell study, these were taken to public meetings, 4 different public meetings, not the wayfinding per se, but would you like some kind of wayfinding in these places? Do you agree that we need visitor information? How about public restrooms? And there was general agreement, right, from the people who participated, read the study and said, yes, we agree to this, and it was adopted. So it's had a preliminary look. But the last thing you want when you put any kind of sign in somebody's community is for them to say, where did this come from? So the first thing we need to do is to come up with a preliminary plan that has some choices and go out to the stakeholders and say, what do you think? Right? Would you like these? How would you like it to look? How many would you like? What size would you like?
Thank you for the clarification. All right, Tony.
Judy, this is Tony. And in all of your dealings with these, with this type of signage, and I saw the prefabricated restroom and the kiosk and that kind of stuff. How many of those are vandalized? And is do you prefer yourself? Do you prefer something else, or is this the list?
Oh, this is not the list. These are the obvious places for that visitor that comes up, you know, in the Stonewall, and then really doesn't have much except the state park signs until they get to Trinidad. So this would be basic. Now there's other signage that probably needs to go in as well. And that has to do with recreational signage. You know, as your bicyclers increase, they're going to want to be in the other parts of the county, right? Not just up on top of the hill. So there would be trailheads. Do you want to mark those? So the whole notion of marking things turns out to be kind of a big issue, because it identifies it for visitors. But I think that your county is headed for a new era of outdoor recreation.
You know what I was thinking, Judy, on the same comment that Commissioner Haas is asking. I think when the signage was placed at Cocktail, how many, I know there were, what other community along, Highway 12 received any signage, but besides Cocktail, because theirs was pretty significant.
Theirs was significant.
And you were in several conversations with the mayor, with their city council and so on, and they approved of what was going to be on those signs. Right. And you remember, the very day of the location, we're driving up and down, and no, we don't want it here, we want it there, we want it. And so right. all the work, but as far as, so I think, Tony, what, and let me, correct me if I misspeak right here, Judy, is this is to give us an idea, the list that you put together here is to give us an idea. We might even go with some totally different, you know, put a map in Stonewall. These are the Dakotas. You're looking at something, a little bit of history. And then if you continue on, you're going to end up at Monument Lake. So I think in this particular one, we don't have to go with seven or eight signs. It could be one or two.
Right.
It could be something just to get people, as I think Commissioner Luis Lopez made a really good point, is how do we get people, you know, when they're coming in, say from Denver,
yep,
they get off on Walsenberg, they come around and they're in Stonewall. Well, gee, where are we at? They kind of know, they have, I think, GPS, but it would be a cool thing. Lookout point, something right here, pull over right here, and here is the history of where you are, and this is what's coming up ahead. So I think if I'm embellishing this statement, please let me know. But I think that's what we have an opportunity that we may be able to do that.
Exactly. We have an opportunity to do a little or more. And, you know, the other thing that we're short on pull-offs, where you can pull off and read about the region. There might be one or two places that would be a natural. But again, I think what we need to do is to put the opportunities forward and start the conversation about what to do. Now, it won't have to be too complicated, but it does need to involve stakeholders. So, you know, when that one went in at Cokedale, you know, up in Stonewall, they really wanted a big three-panel sign like they got in Cokedale. We couldn't get a right-of-way at that point out of CDOT for a place. It wasn't a place where the right-of-way was clear. So that is a complication here. Is to first of all say we'd like them here, go to CDOT and say, is this possible? And then go back and say, yes, that's what we want. But the right of way is complicated on this highway.
who is the local contact for CDOT? Judy, do you have a name for us? Yeah,
the person, Don Skanga, is the person who knows most. He works with local communities. There's a whole little division, but he's very familiar with the wayfinding that we've done so far. So, you know, going back to Commissioner Haas's first question, how big is this thing? Is it close to the ground? Is it off the ground? When we started the ones that you see in Cokedale, also there at North Lake, and up at the top of the pass, I'm on you, right? On we basically were one of our partners was the Forest Service, and they said, you know, when we do those big monuments with stones and heavy rocks, et cetera, it draws, you know, all kinds of graffiti and such and such. When you use a simple one with cedar and not many embellishments, you get fewer, you know, incidents of, you know, damage. But what usually happens is when you finish a project like this, then you have a memo of understanding about this is going in, it's being paid with grant money. Who agrees to maintain it?
And so, what happens when one of those areas is vandalized? Then is that on the county? Is that on CDOT? What happens then?
Right.
The MOU.
That's decided ahead of time with the MOU. And usually it's on the county.
Okay, so I'm taking that we're at a starting point with this and looking how to move forward and have some town meetings with our constituents mm-hmm. up along Highway 12. I like the idea. I'd like to see more of our businesses utilized up and down Highway 12. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the, and I'm going to be a little biased here. I kind of like to keep those parks to myself because I frequent them up in Stonewall and Potato Patch and my hunting places up there. However, it is a beautiful place. And I do share quite often with my business customers that I have that they need to enjoy this area. So commissioners, Mr. Orenkamp, we can get this to come to fruition. I would support this moving forward and just having these meetings. And Judy, thank you. I'm tired of seeing everybody. And my concern is with Mr. Commissioner Haas as well with the graffiti. You know, if you go up through Potato Patch, there is an aspen tree that doesn't have Texas or Oklahoma's name on it carved in their initials. So that would be I see where that would be an issue, having a large landmark type thing. So the smaller probably would be the better of the route. But that's all I've got, guys. Thank you. I'm in favor of this.
And you know what? One of the could be opportunities. There is just past Primero School District, there is a church as you're driving west on the left-hand side. And apparently that group is also looking to get some historical grants to do something maybe. And this is gonna be partnerships if we get to that point. How cool would it be to have a pullover right there? And now you're visiting that place and looking at all the history of the old, prior to 1848, Mexico historical perspective. You know, and if you need more information, go and then put a website or put a QR code. Go find us here for more information. I mean, I think the opportunity that we have here, Judy, is incredible. You know, for us here in Los Angeles County, sometimes we like to keep it, as Commissioner Luis Lopez said, you know, we don't want Denver moving to Trinidad. Right. We just don't want that. We want it to come and visit us, right? Mm-hmm. And impact the economic activity here in our county. So I think at this point in time, what do you think, Mr. Doran Camp, what and Judy, I guess next steps would be perhaps having a couple of community meetings and asking the communities to see what their feedback would be.
Right. We could do a little slideshow to show what the possibilities were of different types of signage, different sizes of signage. Just give people that idea, with the idea that you're creating the information is creating safety and economic opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Or do you want me to contact different individuals in each of the communities along Highway 12 and try and get a work session set up? Is that the board's direction? And then if so, do you want me to set that work session up where all entities are at the same work session or separate work sessions, or how do you want me to proceed?
I'd like to see it like up in their district, up in that area, say at the Primero school. Yep. Where there's plenty of room to meet if we can do that. It's halfway point from Stonewall and folks from down here in Trinidad and in between. So I think that'd be a good point for me if it was, and I think we might have a better gathering if we do it up there versus we do it at the courthouse. Might be, and it'd probably have to be on an evening, you know, after work when people get off work. So, but that'd be my thoughts. Maybe we offer some free hot dogs or something to have more attendance. Tony and I, we'll cook, throw our grills on or something. I don't know. But to get more participation, I think it's an exciting time and something to do for the folks up in that area. So thank you.
The other thing I think we should do is to try to get the list together of people that participated, you know, during the Pell study and say, okay, it's the next step. Right, you came along and looked at the Pell as we went. Now we're taking a next step and inviting you to come back and participate some more. That would be good too, some follow through.
Judy, do you have that information or would like me to get that from COG?
We have that information.
Okay.
From the Byway. The Byway has the information.
Okay, thank you.
And then Judy, do you want to send me a list of dates and times that you would be available to attend an in-person meeting, or would you want me to set up virtually for you, or how do you want to?
No. In person for sure.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, Huerfano wants to make sure that we coordinate what the signage looks like in the two counties, and the scenic byway people will be very supportive and do what they can do to turn out people too.
I'll invite Carl. And he can invite the commissioners to the meeting then, Huerfano County Commissioners.
Great.
One last question. What's our time frame?
Yeah. I have, I am not free the first week of April, and otherwise I could go as soon as you all can.
Well, I mean the time frame on the grants, to apply for the grant.
That's a great question. They're spending the money as it's awarded. So the third Wednesday, the last Wednesday of every month, you submit your request. And then they say yes or no. And then the next month, last Wednesday of every month, another round. So
sooner
the money,
the better.
Yeah, sooner the better. So the money goes as long as it's, so we shouldn't tarry.
And Judy, one of the questions I saw clarification on from a group up on the urban part of the state, and they too are looking at opportunities like this one, and they have committed so many millions of dollars, first come, first serve, but they hope they're going to have enough funds through, I think it's the end of 2024.
Right.
Wow. That's what I got from this group of commissioners up north. The one thing is the money is there and it's going to be available, but everybody's, you know, trying to get a little bit here and there.
So I think that because the Pell is written really in a very good position, there aren't many places that have a plan, you know, that have a plan that's already been, you know, adopted, mm-hmm. in this case by COG. So I think the sooner the better, absolutely. And that we just need to make time, make sure we have enough time that can't make it this month, but maybe aim for the end of next month to get it in with support and kind of know what we're going for in terms of what piece of this whole pie do we want to do. And what'll be the what'll take the least amount of time in terms of planning? You know, we'll leave alone. We'll find out the toughest ones for the right away, and leave that for a bigger later project.
Okay, if you'd be so kind as to email me the dates that you have available,
I will,
for a meeting, then I'll try and get something set up.
Are we thinking about one meeting or more than one?
It sounds like one.
What do you all think, commissioners? Perhaps having one, as Luis mentions, one in Primero, and then we could probably have another one in Stonewall. Yeah.
I like those Stonewall meetings. I'd vote for that.
I tell you what, Phil and I were at one time, and boy, he got pretty emotional running so high there.
Isn't it? Yeah. I love the place. Yeah.
I don't know. I think at this point in time, we can plan for the one at Primero, and then we can see how many people have basically interest from the Stonewall as well as from the lower parts around the Primero area.
Okay. All right. I know what I need to do is to send Phil dates.
Yes, ma'am.
And then start getting together a presentation. And if we're Primero, we'll have good equipment so we can show what the various wayfinding things look like.
And, you know, if we do something up in Stonewall, I don't know how soon we're looking, but maybe we can reach out to Brent McGraw at Monument Lake and possibly use his large facility up there. He does have the old bar or the restaurant there. Would be good. So let me know, and I have contact with him quite often.
Great. Okay.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judy. Any other discussion? Thank you all, and have a great afternoon. Do I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Thank you. Thank you all. And I'll be going to Denver tomorrow for CCI meetings again.
Have fun.
Thank you all.